Well, coal miner Adani is set to receive over $4 billion of subsidies, according to a new report by a leading energy market think tank. The analysis by the Institute of Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says Adani is set to receive a range of government subsidies, including a $900 million royalty holiday from the Queensland government and over $2 billion in fuel excise rebates over the life of its Carmichael project. For its part, Adani issued a statement saying the institute is known for publishing alarmist papers that attempt to discredit the fossil fuel industry. I spoke with Mr. Buckley earlier.
We started with the premise in the report that Adani Australia has been regularly making the claim that they stand on their own two feet and that they don't require any subsidies, and that the mine proposal is entirely commercially viable. Now, they make a lot of claims, but that one really just, I found, required a little bit of a response. So what we highlighted is that not only are they asking for a royalty holiday, which over 7 years on our estimates at 27 million tonnes per annum capacity, $5 a tonne royalty, that equates to $900 million by the end of year seven that Adani will owe the Queensland government. So effectively for the first decade, Adani's going to pay no royalties to Queensland. So any talk about all the hospitals and police that are going to be funded through the royalties that they're paying, well, we're talking about police and hospitals maybe in a decade's time if they're still operational. But on top of that, the Queensland government's done a great job of tightening up the mine rehabilitation laws across Queensland. The trouble was when they put that legislation through last year, they snuck in an exemption for the Carmichael coal mine. And so that means Adani has a Queensland government exemption to leave 6 mega voids in perpetuity when they finish their mining life. So 6 mega voids. Now, that might not be a problem. There are plenty of coal mines who've been given exactly the same subsidy, particularly in the Hunter Valley. So what that means, though, is you have 6 mega voids that over time accumulate a whole lot of rainwater. Acid mine drainage means the water turns acidic and toxic, and it gets worse with every decade. So that's a huge century, multi-century subsidy. They get the diesel fuel rebate. That's about $80 million a year subsidy.
Now, as you've pointed out, there are a number of subsidies that Adani is getting that are available to other miners. So is the problem here more the fact that these subsidies exist and less with the fact that Adani is taking advantage of these subsidies?
Well, the royalty holiday isn't a subsidy that any existing coal miner gets in Australia, so that is a subsidy that's been created for Adani, and because the Palaszczuk government said that they'd already committed not to providing any new subsidies for Adani, they made it supposedly available to everyone who's opening up a whole new region. So yes, they've given it to one other player. So it's a subsidy that's unique to two players rather than just one. But to me, that's a special purpose subsidy designed for Adani. The diesel fuel rebate, yes, that's been around for 50 years, which is worth about $1 billion a year to the coal mining industry. And so they always hired the coal mining industry. Lobbyists are paid very, very well to try and distract people's attention from the fact that Australian taxpayers pay tax on every bit of fuel they use, unless they're a farmer, but the coal industry gets diesel fuel rebate. So it's called a rebate rather than a subsidy, but what's the difference between everyone else, like 25 million Australians, having to pay this tax, but Adani doesn't, coal miners don't. So I would have thought after 50 years of subsidies, I think the coal industry could probably try and stand on its own two feet.
And that's Tim Buckley from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis speaking to me earlier.